Good morning, and welcome back to the Same Page podcast, where we define terms, come to a more equal understanding of a topic before we can have a legitimate conversation instead of just name-calling, arguing, bickering, and fighting over things that aren't even actually the topic at hand. Today, we are going to dive into something that I think is pretty important. There was a recent election where it went very heavily in the Democratic side of things, which was great for me to see and restored a lot of my personal faith in what's going on in the country and gave me some hope for all the scary things that are going on. But since that happened, I have heard a lot of fear and hate about Zoran Mandami. And I think that a lot of people are just blatantly calling him a communist and saying that, you know, New York City is now in a communist state. And, you know, the truth of the matter is it's not really a factually accurate thing to call him a communist. And if you look at the definition of terms and things like that, as we will come to define together through this podcast, I think that we will come to an agreement that it's not really an accurate thing to call him. And once you dive into like actually finding the correct term, I think you'll see that it is something that we can kind of come together on. And it's kind of hard to disagree that what he is doing is good for the people and what his goals are is good for the people. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's going to be successful per se, or that everything that he is trying to do is going to, you know, flourish and come out great and he's going to have 100% success rating. I think that everybody who tries to, you know, do whatever their goals are, they're going to hit hurdles and things like that. So he's not necessarily probably going to be able to do everything he wants to. But personally, I think that even if he can succeed with, you know, even one of his big goals with affordability, I think that it will be a big win for New York City as a whole. So the first question slash statement that I made was, a lot of people online are referencing that New York City is now communist thanks to a recent mayoral election. Is he communist, or does a different word fit him better? Short answer, no. The New York City mayor is not a communist. What people are saying online is political rhetoric, not an accurate description of his ideology. What is communist, actually? Communism refers to a political economic system based on abolishing private ownership of property or business, collective state control of production, aiming for classless, moneyless society. No mayor of New York City, including the most recent one, advocates anything like that. New York City still has private property, private investment and business, capitalist market economics. Nothing about the city's government structure could be described as communist. Why people are calling him communist? Online political disclosure often uses communist as a catch-all insult for any politician viewed as progressive, left-leaning, in favor of social programs and expanded public services. It's less about accuracy and more about framing. So I think that an easy way to kind of explain the communism catch-all that happens is if you go back to like your middle school days, and it's not really politically correct to use these terms anymore, and I don't use them anymore, but like calling someone or being like, that's so gay or that's retarded, I feel like communist and calling someone a communist is like the political equivalent to being in middle school and calling someone retarded. It's just like your catch-all go-to, like, this is a blatant insult that I'm just trying to like throw at you without actually having any like legitimacy to it at all. It's just supposed to be an insult that we can all like just throw around and everybody will bandwagon on. So now that we know what he is not, let's see what a more accurate label is. So these terms are more accurate representations of what he actually is and stands for. First one, Democrat. He's a member of the Democratic Party. They typically are in New York City. Progressive. He supports reforms, expanded social programs. He's a social democrat, which is, you know, supports capitalism, strong social safety nets, no abolition of markets. He's a populist, appears to the ordinary people versus the elites. So I think that's something that like everybody can get on for. I personally don't think I even know anybody in my entire life or have met anybody in my entire life that could be considered an a quote-unquote elite. I know a lot of people who might want to think that they are, and I remember in high school I always used to make this joke that like people thought that they were super rich and stuff, and so they would vote as if their dad, who's a manager at Chili's, is like a one percenter, and he's just so ultra rich that like he should be on board, and he's one of them. And it could not possibly be more far from the truth. But anyways, why does online disclosure exaggerate? Because communist is emotionally charged and signals group identity. It's a form of political branding, rather than factual claim. Communist online often just means more left than I like. So like I was saying, it's kind of just a catch-all insult that you can throw around easily and people can jump on board with. And to be blunt, I think a lot of people that throw that word around probably don't even know the actual definition. Bottom line, New York City is governed under a capitalist representative democracy. The mayor is not a communist. A more accurate label is Democrat with progressive slash social Democrat leanings. And then my next question, because we kind of covered the fact that, you know, online people are calling him a communist. Is that actually accurate? The sum of that question is no, it's not accurate. It's just kind of a catch-all insult that people like to throw around, and it really doesn't have any backing whatsoever. So my next question is, what would you describe Zoran Mandami as in a more factual term than hurt insult? To me, he seems more socialist, which feels like a good thing. And then the response is, Zoran Mandami is accurately and factually described as a Democrat socialist, a member of the Democratic Socialist of America, DSA. He is not a communist in technical sense, and calling him one is usually a political insult, not a factual classification. Why Democratic Socialist is the correct label? Democratic Socialism means working within democratic electoral systems, supporting capitalism reforms, stronger social nets, tenant protections, taxing the wealthy more, keeping private property and private business, but expanding public collective benefits. Mamdani advocates for housing first policies, public banking, universal social programs, i.e. free transit, expanded housing, etc. These are redistributive and pro-social safety net, not anti-democracy and anti-private property. He supports markets, but wants them regulated to reduce inequality. In other words, capitalism and more equality, not abolish capitalism. So I think it's important to note here, because there was a small comment in there about taxing the rich more. And I think that a lot of people are going to hear that and like grasp onto that really hard and be like, fuck this guy. He wants to tax the rich more. And that's not fair. I think it was Elizabeth Warren who talked about it. And it was just a beautiful quote. You should look it up and see the video if you don't know what I'm referring to. But basically, it's along the lines of, you know, if you're a CEO of a company, that's great. Good for you. You did something for yourself. But the reason you can have that company and you don't have to worry about like pirates coming and seizing all your shit and stealing from you and taking everything you have, and every single one of your employees can get to work on time and do their job, is for the roads that are there. And, you know, all of these things that come together to help every single employee that you have, and you're safe and they're safe and they're protected. It kind of, when you really dive deep into that, as the CEO, you depend on a lot more people. So say you're at the bottom, you're just a random employee. If you take a sick day, it doesn't really affect you. They're still going to pay you, right? So that's just a small inconvenience for you. But if you're the CEO and every single person gets sick, it's a domino effect. It's a much bigger deal, which I get that sickness isn't really like a tax thing. But if we're talking about like the roads per se, so say there's no roads at all, right? That would mess you up because you can't get to work. It would mess a CEO up because no one in their entire company is coming into work to do anything. So a lot of the profit that they're making is due to their employees at large. So they, I think a very good argument to be made is that they owe more back. They depend more on the police, on the banking systems, on the roads, all of those things. You know, they owe more too, because no one really is 100% by themselves in this country and in this world, unless you built your house from the ground up. You were born in a field. You hunt and gather for your own food. You've built your house. You hunt, you do everything. You did the electrical work. You did the plumbing work. You did everything. And then you built your business. You built the building that your business is in. You do all of the work in your business by yourself. And then you still have to sell that product to somebody. You see what I'm getting at? Like, you cannot do anything alone. There's just too many people here. Everything works with other people. It all comes together. So if you have a lot and you owe more, you're more into the system. I feel like I'm kind of getting carried away here, and a lot of that might not make sense. So, you know, just use that time to look it up for yourself and come to your own opinions. But those are my kind of rambling thoughts on the matter. But back to the topic at hand. Why he is not a communist? Communism requires abolition of private ownership and production, a classless, stateless economic system. Mondami doesn't support for that. His proposals are structurally similar to Scandinavian social democracies and Western European welfare state capitalism. So the term Democrat is more where he sits on the spectrum. He's a member of the Democratic Party. Democratic Socialist expands public services and reduce inequality through democratic means. Progressive prioritizes reform, equality, and social justice. And communist ends private property and classless society. He does not fit that. He does fit all of the other ones. So ChatGPT says your intuition is on point. To me, he seems more socialist, which feels like a good thing. What you're picking up on is policy substance, not ideology name-calling. If you like affordable housing, public transit, social programs, reducing corporate influence, those are democratic socialist staples. So I think that everybody, especially people my age, would love for more affordable housing. I think that living in a big city, it would be great to have public transportation that works good and is good for everybody, and you can actually use social programs, reducing corporate influence. I think a lot of people hate their job and feel like they can't, you know, have PTO when they need it, or they don't get, you know, they have a kid and their job doesn't let them take the time they need, or this or that. So this is all to like try to make that better for you and work for you in those situations. And then it didn't less healthcare, but universal healthcare would also be a big socialism thing. And if you think that you hate socialism, I think that you're not thinking big picture, because I think the easiest way I could describe socialism is if you're a part of an HOA, that's socialism. Every single person in the neighborhood, you know, has their own space and their own thing. But then you come together as an HOA because each of you has a stake in what's going on. And then you make rules and, you know, decide on how much you want to pay for what's going to be done in that neighborhood and things like that. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. And I don't think that like, oh, this guy's a part of an HOA, he's a socialist piece of shit. Like, it doesn't really work like that in my mind, so it doesn't really make sense. But anyways, a one-sentence summary, Zoran Mamdani is a democratic socialist working within the American democratic system to expand public goods and reduce inequality, not a communist. So I think when you look at it more in the blatant terms, it's New York City is not communist right now. It also seems like it's headed in a good direction, in my opinion. So my next question was, what exactly is socialism? And is it a good thing for the public at large? Since he isn't communist, what does his socialist goals align with, and how would they affect people in if he is successful? So what is socialism? Socialism, in the broad modern sense, is an economic philosophy that states certain key services that everyone needs to live a stable life, such as housing, healthcare, transit, utilities, should be provided or regulated by the public for the public, rather than being driven purely by profit. So, I am a veteran, and I use Navy Federal Credit Union. That's my bank. It is a very good bank. The way it was described to me at boot camp, whether this is true or not true, I've never looked this up or looked into it at all. I just took it at face value. But it is a credit union that works for the people, not for the bank to make money. So I get, you know, really good rates. I get really good feedback on everything. They work with me very well. I get paid back if I use an ATM that isn't one that I should use, and they charge me for using it. They pay me that back. There's a lot of benefits because it works for me and not for capitalism. So if we have a public healthcare system that works for the people, by the people, you know, there's less loopholes to jump through. There's a bigger pool of money because everybody is paying into it and not just, you know, people who are into your specific plan. And so I think that there's just a lot of benefits to that. And I also don't really get the bandwagoning of like, you know, if they can't afford it, they shouldn't be able to have it. Or, you know, these people can't afford food, so they're just like bad, lazy people who don't deserve to have food. I can't get on board with that personally. And I don't really think anybody should be on board with that. So socialism, modern democratic, the goal is to make society fairer and reduce economic inequality. keeps private business and private property, focuses on public ownership and public options for essential services. So I think a lot of the military is kind of like this. I get that the military is extremely government, but everybody's like, you know, kind of equals with like the food and the transportation and, you know, living in the barracks and things like that. And it gives everybody a very equal playing ground. And then from there, you can kind of branch off in your own ways, and it gives everybody a fresh, equal start, which I think is really neat about the military. Probably not the best, mirror to the situation, but that's where my head goes when I read that. Examples you already experienced: Social Security, Medicaid, public schools, public libraries, fire departments. Those are all socialist institutions operating inside a capitalist country. I don't think anybody in the world hates Social Security, hates Medicare, hates public, well, they do hate public schools, but that's not wanting people to be educated related, not necessarily because schools are terrible. Public libraries, also education related. Fire departments, I don't think anybody hates the fire department. They get a pretty good reputation, especially compared to a lot of people hate the police. I don't know of anybody that hates the fire department. So socialism versus community versus social democracy. Communism depends on regime, classless society, and no private property. Democratic socialism, expand public ownership of essential services. Social democracy, strong welfare state, and regulated capitalism. Zora Mamdani identifies as a democratic socialist, not communist. Why do Mamdani's socialist goals actually mean? What do they mean? Number one, housing. Pushes for social housing. Publicly built mixed-income housing. The goal is to treat housing as a shelter, not just as an investment asset. The effect, if successful, lowers rent, more affordable housing inventory, less displacement due to speculation. Public banking. Once a public bank system for New York State, would use public deposits to fund public needs, transit, housing, infrastructure, instead of private bank profits. Effect, if successful, lower cost financing for city projects, less taxpayer money going to Wall Street fees. Transit funding supports fair, free public transit. Once investment in subways and buses. Effect is successful, easier mobility for low and middle income people. Less traffic, fewer emissions. Tax equity, higher taxes on ultra wealthy investors and luxury real estate. Lower or unchanged taxes on working class resident. Effect if successful, more funding for public services without raising middle class taxes. Would this be good for the people at large? Research for social democracies, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, shows lower poverty rates, higher life satisfaction, more social mobility. People can climb the economic ladder more easily. That was kind of what I was referencing with the military, giving everybody a fresh start playing ground, and then you can branch off in the ways that you think, which is really interesting to experience firsthand. A stronger middle class. People in those countries still own businesses, houses, iPhones. Capitalism still exists, but essential services don't bankrupt them. Summary, socialism in the democratic sense, more public benefit, not government control over your life. Zora Mamdani's version of socialism fights inequality and corporate influence, keeps markets private property and elections, strengthens public options for essential needs, housing and transit. If successful, most people would feel the effects through lower cost of living and more stability. So I think that we've kind of come to a conclusion about the fact that obviously he is not a communist, he is a socialist. And then we kind of walk through what exactly his goals are and what socialism really means. And personally, on my side of things, I think that if he is successful, it will be a really, really cool thing that I hope ripples out to the world. I think that, you know, public transportation is not a bad thing. Public healthcare is not a bad thing. People being able to eat is not a bad thing. Affordable housing is not a bad thing. I think that a lot of people get so hung up in the, like, wanting to be an elite that they refuse to acknowledge the fact that they're not. And so they want to advocate for them, even though they're not a part of that. And I think that it's really counterproductive to your own best interest. So I agree with a lot of what he wants to do. I think if he is successful, it will be a beautiful thing personally. I do not think he's a communist. I think he is a socialist. I think that, you know, we can define a lot more terms in a future episode. I'm going to go over Antifa and what that actually means and define those terms. But for this one, I think that, you know, I think we've defined the terms. We've come to an understanding. I gave you my thoughts. Now that we're on the same page, what say you?